I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
away. But baby, it's cold outside.
And the potential for snow and ice and why they're so tricky in the Northwest is the topic today. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, and here's Cliff Mass. Hi, Cliff.
Hi.
So, Weather 101, why is it so difficult to forecast snow in the Northwest?
Well, it's really hard to get snow here. It's very easy for us to be warm and wet. I mean, normally weather systems come off the Pacific Ocean, and that's relatively warm. The temperature is about 50 degrees, so it's very easy to be mild and relatively warm and have nice rain. Sometimes we can be cool and dry. High pressure builds inland. We have no clouds or not many clouds and cold temperatures, maybe get some fog, but we don't get any snow that way. To get snow, you have to be cold and wet at the same time, and that's extraordinarily hard to do around here, and it's very hard to forecast it.
Does the convergence zone play into that at all?
Well, we've had some snowstorms that are associated with convergence zones. One I'll never forget, this is back on December 18th, 1990, where we didn't expect snow till later in the day, but a convergence zone set up, and we had about 14 inches of snow over Seattle and almost nothing to the north and south. And, well, it caused the city to be completely crippled. So it was not good.
Didn't we only have like 2 snowplows back then?
Well, we didn't have enough snowplows either, which was another issue. I'm much better prepared right now. And we do something that we didn't do then. We can pre-treat. So if we know there's going to be a snowy period, the Seattle Department of Transportation and the Washington State Department of Transportation can put down chemicals that prevent the ice from bonding with the roadway, and that really helps in getting it off later on.
Now, what about ice formation here?
Well, we have another problem. When we have snow, first we have the hills. Okay, that makes things difficult to start off with, right? You know, it's hard to get up the slopes. The buses jackknife, cars get stuck, so that's a real issue for us. But the other issue is that we tend to be much icier than most places when we get snow. And the way it works is this. You know, we're relatively mild, and so our roads are generally above freezing, and the soil underneath the roads tends to be above freezing as well. So if we get some snow falling on it, these roadway surfaces, it tends to melt. So we tend to get this slushy stuff. And then if cold air comes in behind it, you know, an Arctic blast from British Columbia comes over, it's cold enough to freeze that slushy mixture into solid ice. And that has happened so many times. And the one that no one will forget is what happened in December 2008, where we had snow, it melted, it got cold, and we had that ice layer that was almost impossible to take off.
You could hardly even walk anywhere.
And of course, the problems were made worse by the poor snow removal approaches that were used at that time. But that's completely changed. And now we have snow plows with steel tips to them. We use salt. And, you know, we do pre-treatment now.
Now, what are some resources folks can use right now to figure out exactly what's happening where they are?
Well, for snow, the number one website for the city in the metropolitan area is something called Snow Watch. We developed this for the city of Seattle, and this gives you the latest forecast by the National Weather Service and our computer models here, and you can see what the forecasts for snow are, and it also shows you the temperatures, both the air temperatures and the roadway temperatures as well. So that's extremely useful. If you're crossing the pass, there's another site. It's called the I-90 page. Do a search in that. You'll find it, or if you go to the Washington State Department of Transportation website, you can get to it. And this shows you the weather conditions across I-90, including the road surface temperatures, whether it's snowing, how much snow's in the pass, and what the forecasts are. So it's very useful. And we have another website just like it for State Route 2 going across Stevens Pass.
Thank you so much, Cliff. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Thanks a lot. You too.
And Cliff will be blogging through the weekend about the latest on the weather front and the potential snow for Sunday. You can go to our website to get a link to his. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.